Well, this is Vision Destiny 2022, session 9. I'm reviewing things that I've journaled in 2021, sharing what God said to me, my conversations, some of the things we've done together, and some of the things I've done also with groups of others, particularly in restoration government groups. Some of the key themes have been engaging the realm of light, where I've experienced unconditional love, limitless grace, triumphant mercy, and particularly triumphant mercy. That's an area which has been key this year for seeing mercy triumph over judgment. And part of that, I'm writing a book about the restoration of all things from an eschatological perspective, therefore exposing the great deception of independence has been part of that. Also engaged with time and union and cosmic dimensions in lots of different ways. So the 4th of March, I engaged the realm of light and became aware that the light was forming a matrix around me like a sacred geometric shape. And this was one of the first times that the thoughts of God's intentions began to form a matrix around me and conformed me. I was conforming to that shape which represented the intentions of the Father's heart. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding came and connected to the matrix, and light became more intense. It's like they added their light to what I was experiencing. The light focused into waves of thought that became intention, and my emotions were overwhelmed with mercy. That was what I was receiving from the Father's intention: mercy, mercy, mercy. Wisdom spoke, this is where to interface with the intentions of the Father's heart, so you can focus those intentions together in union with others in the earth shield. I engaged a shield of light where I saw four other angels standing around the earth holding hands. And as I watched, their heads bowed until they met and they formed a canopy over the earth. And this was quite an amazing thing to see. It was like, in a sense, it feels like it's a bit weird, but these four angels, and you can see the whole thing, and you can see them from the light shield perspective of what they were doing. Their heads were joined in the earth shield, and seemed to be illuminating and energizing those who were connecting to them. Some were connecting, some weren't. This was a demonstration of union in action, as the four became one, and is how the earth shield needs to function. So this was demonstrating our union if we're going to surround and shield the whole earth together. The four angels were union, liberty, limitless, and blessing. And they were revealing hidden areas of the earth that were covered in the darkness of their opposites: division, bondage, restriction, and cursing, which is poverty through lost identity. I began to think about focusing mercy into those areas when the Father said, no, release a frequency to call others into union with our intentions, because there are not enough sons who have one mind. So important that we have a union of heart minds in the mind of Christ. And if we're not enough in union, then we don't have the oneness and agreement to facilitate some of the things that God wants to do. I released another blue light call that had the frequency of union from the earth shield into the earth to draw the sons to the light of truth. Drawing those out of religion, drawing those out of the wilderness, drawing those who've already left and are looking to connect to their destiny in sonship. During the next gathering of a governmental group, we received a mandate to connect with all the groups. So sometimes what you can do on your own is powerful, but there's a limitation to it. Sometimes what you can do in one group is powerful, but also can be limited. So God wants to bring us all together and join all the groups together in oneness. Connecting the groups to communicate and share heart and information to legislate in union was part of that process. So when engaging the earth shield, on one occasion I saw Jesus standing, and all our light energy was connecting through him like he was the hub, unifying us. He spoke with a very loud, energized voice that shook me until I was vibrating. He said, stop listening to other voices and focus your attention on what the Father is saying. Now, it wasn't a rebuke, but it was a strong declaration that shook me and I focused. Jesus spoke again with such power and authority, peace be still. And it was like waves of that declaration rippled around the earth and out into the cosmos. Peace, be still. I saw many orbs of intense light begin to be energized, and activated by that declaration. Now, I've seen orbs before on Earth, power orbs, and that are bringing angels into this realm. So I began to engage them. And as I did, they took on angelic form, and then they enhanced my own energy and agreement by releasing it into me. It was just some sort of enhancement. The four angels engaged me, Union, Covenant, Peacemaker, and Family. And then there were three others, Truth Revealer, Truth Restorer, Truth Establisher. And these are angelic beings who've been restored, the last three. They each transferred light energy to strengthen my own light and frequency. There was an impartation of what they were carrying to bring us, who were connected in the light of Jesus, into that union and oneness. As I engaged their energy and light, I could see the areas of darkness that were their opposites in the earth, and with their cooperation was able to release the light of truth into those specific areas, targeting the darkness of division with the light and truth of union. I continued with each of the others, targeting competition with covenant, warmongering and conflict with peacemaker, and tribalism with family, to bring about that truth which will bring people freedom from the restrictions and bondages that they are in. Each of those areas of darkness are what the Luciferian control systems use to maintain their deceptions. I then saw areas of great darkness, which was the deception that is covering the earth, so in agreement I released the light of Truth Revealer, Truth Restorer, and Truth Establisher into those areas of darkness. So what I'd received in the light, I was able to release as light. And my light was added to it, my intention. The intention that I engaged in that matrix was really what was being released. So I bombarded those areas of darkness with the light of mercy and love and truth. But I knew that this would require all the governmental groups to be in harmony and union to be effective. I couldn't do this just on my own. In another restoration government encounter, I saw three angels, Limitless, Breakthrough, Revelation and Breakthrough, form a three-stranded cord that became a ring of fire that opened a portal. Now, I didn't know where it was at the time, but I was drawn to it. And I went through the portal and saw many portals connected into like a Merkaba-like structure, like spheres connected together into a pattern with a central sphere that was joining them together. Each group was formed of a different substance. Now, I now know this was out in the cosmos in the constellation of Cancer. There were fire portals, water portals, cloud portals. These are all groups collected together. Earth portals, energy portals, plasma portals, portals seemingly made of living beings, others like angelic beings, light portals, sound portals, color portals. They all looked different and they all felt different. Some portals were like gold, others silver, some like different types of gemstones. Some like liquid mercury, other metallic fluid-like materials. There were just too many others, too difficult to describe, really. But I sensed something like a frequency or signal coming from them. And as I engaged, I was drawn to the center of each group that seemed to have the most powerful signal. As I looked in, I first felt, then heard a cry for help, but also an expectancy of hope. And as I looked more closely, there were many beings, each gathering together in union, and it was their thoughts and desires I was tuning into. Son, there are many more who need the sons of God to come together in a union of heart, mind, and purpose. Do not stop releasing the frequencies and issuing the calls to our children to come into union and oneness with our intention. The 8th of March. Son, it is not time to hold back. Do not be afraid. Be bold and courageous to reveal the truth, as there will be so much opposition from those still programmed to believe what they have been taught. Most people do not think for themselves or question what they have been taught because it is easier to accept everything as it is. If a lie is told often enough and repeated by enough people, it will usually be accepted as the truth by the majority. That does not make it true, of course. Still a lie. Son, I have not called you to go with the majority, but to be a pioneer no matter where that takes you or how many people go with you, or don't. Many will oppose you, but keep your focus and persevere. It's sometimes hard, but, you know, that is the road we take if you're a pioneer. Maybe no one's gone there before, but a few explorers. A lie is a lie no matter how many people say it's the truth. Even if it's written in history books, that does not automatically make it true. So we need to be discerning about the frequency something carries. The light of truth and love will reveal the truth that will eventually expose those lies. Sometimes you have to walk a lonely path to get to the destination and find the truth, and that path is usually not popular with those who want to play it safe or maintain the status quo. Son, you do not have to defend yourself or explain yourself to those who are offended by the truth for whatever reason. Always remain respectful and honoring to those who disagree or are offended. The Great Deception is designed to keep as many of our children as possible believing lies as truth and living in a delusion that keeps them from their true identity as sons of God. Those behind keeping the truth hidden and keeping the lies from being exposed controlled the world systems of commerce, media, economics, science, politics, and they control the narratives that most people believe through the global media. The Luciferian agenda behind the religious political spirit facade desires to keep our children living in darkness that is maintained by division, competition, conflict, and tribalism through a survivalist mentality. The same spirit that is behind denominationalism is nationalism, is behind nationalism and every form of empire, supremacy, discrimination, sectarianism, prejudice, racism, strife, enmity that keeps our children from true union with each other and family. True union can only be found by us, those who are at one with us. And those who discover their true family is everyone, no matter what ethnicity, color, political allegiance, background or history. We are one family. He is our dad, all of us. We have called all our children to be one as we are one, and any division or separation or false unity based on anything at all is a deception, and that is sourced from the independent knowledge of the wrong tree. We desire that every family who are in reality all one family to be blessed, so they are not taken advantage of by anyone or needing to take advantage over anyone. Covenant is about mutual blessing, not exploitation. Poverty is a curse orchestrated by those who control the financial systems, but the economy of the kingdom is based on jubilee, and that is based on blessing and well-being for all. Capitalism makes winners and losers. Communism makes slaves to the system that provides for them. But in the kingdom, wealth is based on the fact that everyone is equally worthy and has the same intrinsic value. Our desire is that everyone is blessed so that all of our children are empowered to prosper and succeed in fulfilling their destiny in union with us, each other, and creation. The deception that divides by creating competition and conflict has devalued everything by making productivity the measure of worth. And this is such a deception. And so many people buy into it. The more you produce, the more valuable you are, the more worthy you are. It's nonsense. All our children were created with a birthright and an inheritance within creation, and working for or being a slave to someone was never our intention. All economic systems and ideologies are based on a flawed logic that is materialistic at heart and drives people to possess at the expense of others. All kingdom government is based on covenant, which is always peaceful and mutually beneficial, as it is respectful of difference and celebrates diversity within the whole. It is vital to honour your diversity by placing equal value on all our children's unique abilities, just as all parts of the body are equally necessary for a healthy living. Any system that values someone or something above another is sourced from the lies of independent knowledge. This utopian paradise was our original intention, and now most of our children cannot even imagine that such a thing is even possible. Son, the restoration of all things will transform and change everything that exists that has its source in the deception of the tree of independence. The glory and true identity of our children can only be found in restored union with us and each other, and only then can creation be set free from its bondage into that glorious liberty. Son, whilst the narrative is controlled by the global control systems, our children will remain in the darkness of deception, so the light must shine to create a narrative of truth. Whatever you reveal in the light, some will call conspiracy to keep the truth veiled in darkness, but some will resonate with the truth in their hearts, even though their minds will be confused. The greater the intensity of the light, the deeper the truth can penetrate the darkness that keeps our children deceived. Truth must be spoken and revealed in love, or it will create even more conflict. Son, the deception goes back to the first I will statement of independence, and many were deceived by it long before mankind was deceived. So restoration must go back to that point of departure from union and inclusion within us. I am that I am is not a declaration of independence, but of union, as I am is in reality we are, and you are one. One family that includes all that we have created is the initial goal of restoration, and once it's accomplished, there will only be limitlessness. Son, limitlessness is only possible when all know that they're unconditionally loved and included, and then no one will need to compete or compare themselves to anyone else, as they will know who they are within the union of oneness. 9th of March. Son, come walk with me. We began in the Father's garden, which was beautiful beyond description, alive with joyous wonder, and I felt a sense of innocence and purity just being there and walking in it. It was like everything was new, fresh. All life was celebrating my presence just as much as the Father's presence, which was such a pleasure. I was filled with overwhelming joy, which is such an inadequate description for what I was really feeling, but there are no words for it. Son, there are new mercies every day, as every day is a new beginning with excitement, innocent expectation. So live as if yesterday is forgotten and tomorrow never thought of. Lamentations 3:22. The Lord's acts of mercy indeed do not end, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So mercy, compassion, and faithfulness are very strongly connected, and everything is new every day. So long as we don't focus on yesterday or look too far ahead and worry about tomorrow. Mercy is designed to reset every day so it is like the first day, so that everything can be enjoyed over and over again. Wisdom is retained and innocence is not lost. Now, this implies that God gives his children the ability to learn by doing it better the next time. So maybe by making mistakes and then things, but you never remember the mistakes, you just learn the wisdom which is retained. So that implies that Adam and Eve, if they had not chosen the path of independence, would have still been able to learn. And mercy was so that they could do that. Mercy is designed to make all of creation as it was in the beginning, childlike, innocent, filled with possibility and enthusiasm. Mercy is designed to restore and reset every relationship to union and untainted oneness filled with the joy of life. Following the path of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil caused the retaining of knowledge of yesterday and all its associated trauma, which has resulted in the consequences of disease and aging. When each day was fresh with mercy and limitless grace, with no negative memory, there was no aging and everything was perfect. Without yesterday or tomorrow, there is only the purity and innocence of being. The simplicity of innocence was lost, and along with it, mankind's true identity, as the work of retaining independent knowledge became the goal of life instead of the joyous enjoyment. Son, what you felt in our garden was how creation was designed to be, where every innocent dawn had wisdom, understanding, and maturity being retained, but any independent knowledge forgotten. Fresh mercies every day restored innocence, and life was filled with joyous creative discovery and wonder. Life was about the purity of being, not the striving of doing and accomplishing. There was recreation every day, just as you've seen and felt in our garden, where there is no limitation, where every moment is all moments. Fresh mercies every day is like an artist with a new canvas, new colours, new brushes, filled with creative possibilities, untainted or negatively influenced by yesterday, with no need for thoughts of tomorrow. Son, I know you cannot truly imagine what you are showing you, as memory of knowledge is all you've known, but go deeper into the spirit and you will find the eternal now of being joined to the Lord and one spirit with him. So I tried to search for that experience in the memory of my pre-existent spirit, but soon realized I was thinking in terms of memory and knowledge, so I felt stuck. Well, how do you do this if you can't think of what you know or what you did know? So I rested from my works and began to sink deeper. At first I resisted panicked at the thought of being lost without knowledge, but then I soon abandoned myself, letting go of everything I knew, just letting go. I lost the fear of not knowing and returned to rest in being, and for the first time I had no thoughts. I was just in that moment of blissful innocence. I cannot possibly explain what I experienced in any terms that would be intelligible, but that is the point. There is no knowing, just pure blameless innocent being. If this was my perfected self as the Father had intended, then there was no vast sum of thoughts about me that I had been seeking the knowledge of, just my being within his being. Now, he does have vast sums of thoughts about us, and sometimes when he speaks them to us, that is amazing, but we shouldn't be focusing on trying to find them. Just be and allow it to be unveiled. There I felt one, whole, within the desire of union's existence. No words, no thoughts, no works, just content, satisfied as I am, within I am that I am. Son, you have now felt what life is like without retained independent knowledge. Do not try to realize innocence, but just abandon yourself to be in new mercies every day until you are restored to a state where there is no yesterday or tomorrow. 10th of March. Son, our mercy is triumphant over all judgment, all guilt, all shame, and all condemnation from all sources. That is why mercy is so important. Overwhelming, unconditional love is expressed in limitless grace and triumphant mercy, which is fully realized for the whole of creation at the cross. All legal rights for any opposition for the restoration of all things was removed as mercy was triumphant over judgment, and now in reality justice and mercy are synonymous terms from our perspective. Mercy was triumphant when all accusations against humanity were nailed to the cross and the light of mercy overcame the darkness of humanity's requirement for judgment, justice, sacrifice and death. In that moment, our unconditional loving mercy reconciled the world, the whole cosmos, back into relationship, and all possible accusations and judgments against it were nullified. All of creation is viewed through the lens of mercy, therefore all creation will be restored, but much of creation is still under the delusion of being separated. The whole of creation must be awakened to unconditional love, limitless grace and triumphant mercy to come to the realization of restoration and inclusion. The consciousness of most of creation is still trapped in the deception of independence and self-condemnation, so extremes of mercy must be demonstrated. When mankind demands justice, we release mercy, so that the fires of judgment are in reality just the consuming fire of purifying, refining love. I heard a sound with a rhythm and frequency that was faint, almost imperceptible and hardly discernible above the background noise of life, but then it started to get louder, by absorbing all the other sound until the only sound that I could be heard was mercy, 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 mercy. And that sound was more than a sound. It was a frequency, it was an emotion, it was an essence. Son, mercy will overcome and be triumphant. It will leaven the whole of creation so it can rise above the darkness of deception and delusion to shine gloriously with the light of love and truth, like the sun. There will be no night where darkness overcomes the day, as the creative light of mercy will bring the perpetual glorious daylight of new beginnings. Son, legislate for our mercy to become revealed in the great love awakening, so all self-imposed separation will be seen as the illusion and delusion it really is. The earth shield is powering up, energized with the light of love and truth, becoming limitless in grace and mercy, but there needs to be a union that will focus the intentions of our heart. Light can be a flickering candle or a powerful searchlight, but it needs to be focused into a laser-precise beam of mercy to be effective. Our intention provides the focus, but only the union of hearts and minds of our sons can purposely direct mercy to its intended targets. The union of sonship required to free creation cannot be achieved whilst there is such opposition to the restoration of all things, fueled by a false image of who we are that limits unconditional love, limitless grace and triumphant mercy to humanistic levels, limited levels of understanding. Call for the awakening of our children who are free from the negative religious programming but believes the lie that judgment and justice are more powerful than mercy, that many of our sons are still deceived and conditioned by. We need to see people come out from under this lie, this religious programming, into the freedom of the truth. The next age awakening of the harvesters is coming nearer. The everlasting doors are being prepared for the greatest outpouring of mercy in the earth there has ever been outside of the cross. The deluge of the flood of judgment will be in comparison like a trickle to the torrent of our mercy that will be poured out from heaven into the earth by the sons of God in union, the next age of Aquarius outpouring. I release the frequency of union, the blue light call to draw the sons of God away from their own limited theological and doctrinal understanding to embrace unconditional love, limitless grace, and triumphant mercy. And this is so important that we are able to engage in that, experience it, outwork it, live it, be in it, to be, coming to that place of rest. So we're just going to finish again with a little activation. Just want to encourage you to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, just begin to relax, relax your body, relax your mind, relax your emotions. Come to a place of rest. Just breathe slowly and deeply. Focus on your breathing, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in the name of God. Breathing out the name of God. Breathing in the name of God. Breathing out the name of God. Yod, hey, vav, hey. Just to the rhythm of breath, the breath of life. And breathe in deeply the unconditional love of the Father. Breathe it in. Breathe it in deeper and deeper and deeper into your heart. And be still. Be still and feel the unconditional love the Father has for you. The mercy that he has for you. New mercies every day. And if there are areas of your life that you're struggling with, feeling condemned, feeling guilty, feeling unworthy, maybe the program of religion has made you feel unworthy, ashamed, just let mercy triumph over it. See every accusation made against you nailed to the cross, and mercy triumph over man's judgment. Every judgment passed against you negatively, let mercy triumph over it. Let mercy be fresh and new. Bring you into a new realization, a new reality of who you are. Be still in that place and know the reality of love and joy and peace and truth and limitless grace and triumphant mercy. Be filled with love, joy, and peace. Let mighty rivers of the river of life flow from your innermost being, creating a full atmosphere of love and rest around you. And in that safe place, under the desires of the Father's heart, set your desire on engaging with him face to face, engaging the realm of light, coming to that place of experiencing deep, deep, deep mercy. So deep it envelops you, cocoons you, and encompasses you. That mercy will triumph in your life, healing, restoring, making you whole. And be open for whatever the Father wants to show you, whatever he, wherever he wants to take you. And in that place of rest, just be and enjoy.